talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
And we're off. Let the awkward silence begin.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This must be what the kids call a booty call.
I haven't been out of the house since 2004, and even I know the kids don't call it that anymore.
Wow, you're horny at 6 a.m., huh?
My wiener's going crazy, and it won't stop.
What's up, Kevin and Bean? This is the one from Los Angeles, California, and I'd like to tell you something. The 90210 girls, those three girls need to shake their booties. They need to shake their booties, because I like them. They're awesome. Booty-looking. Too booty-licious. Later.
And now.
Boner! You got a boner!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's an all-new program for a Tuesday morning.
Yes, it is. And I think it must be, what, the 8th of February? Oh,
yeah,
here?
That's
right. I love hearing that clip from DeJuan, A. Johnson of Los Angeles, California. A, because... I guess it was new to me that he's a big fan of the 90210 show and girls. I guess I didn't realize that until I heard that clip, because he didn't bring that up usually when he calls.
Dean says that because he says it on the phone repeatedly and also texts us 100 times a day.
Yeah.
He texts, he emails, he sends telegrams, yeah, carrier pigeons, every possible way that he could let us know.
Guy flares, knocks on your door, says, hey, yeah, Dwan likes 90210.
A, I love that about that clip. And B, I love, because it takes me back to a simpler time and place, that his the buzzer in his smoke detector went off while he was leaving us that message. Because remember,
oh, that's right.
We talked to him for about 6 months, and every time we talked to him, you could hear in the background, here we go. DeJuan, you have to change the battery in your smoke detector. I will. And we talked
every
to him
call.
Like 3 weeks later. Just cracks me up.
And then nothing. We were like, oh no.
And those batteries, by the way, I don't know if you ever have this problem, but do you ever have one that goes off somewhere in your house and you can't find it?
Oh yeah.
You hear it and you go, why can't I find
this?
Yeah. The smoke detectors, yeah. And you walk around from room to room and you whatever room you're standing in, the noise is coming from another room.
It's not
that
one.
You can't track it down.
Right,
it's crazy.
So then you have to go through the checklist and you have to literally just rule rooms out.
Right.
Okay, now I know it's not that room, so I'm going to go to the kitchen. And then it's not that. But then it turns out you can never track it.
Sometimes you can never. I've had them go off for a week. For a week and I can't find them. I don't understand if I'm stupid or if there's a you know, a fire alarm somewhere that I don't know about, like in a closet somewhere.
Look, I don't know. I don't know how to help
never
you with that.
Never seen one in a closet, honestly.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'll take them down if I can't get them to turn off. I'll just disconnect them, take
good
them down, and hide
good
them like in a drawer or something.
That's
like that.
That's the way to do it. You want to hide them. You want to hide them. That's the safest way.
I know I have two in the garage, and I know that I have one in the tool shed. I know I have all of those that are, I just gave up on. I said, I can't turn this thing off. Even some of them, you take the battery out, and you can't get it to stop chirping.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
What's that all about?
Somebody played a joke on you.
I think it might be. All right, real quick, this is especially for our friends listening on the Mighty Crab in Bakersfield. This is a story, a very sad story, and I had this emailed to me a bunch this week from people who believe in karma. I don't believe in karma, and here's why. I know people like karma because people love order in life. They want to think that that the world is orchestrated.
And it makes us feel better.
It's neat and it's tidy.
Yeah.
I don't believe in karma because so many bad things happen.
Because you'd be dead.
Well, so many bad things right happen to good people, and so many good things happen to bad people that it's impossible to say that there's any kind of reason in the world. Right,
right? But you'd be dead. Right?
But see, if there were karma,
yes.
But there isn't karma. So
right, but we're just saying, come on, admit it.
Come on, it's a joke. If there were karma, you'd be dead.
You're living proof there's no karma.
Right.
I would like to say that I've done far more nice things than I've done unnice things.
Oh, my God.
Not even close.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, put me on a scale with the rest of humanity, and I'm telling you, I've done more than my share of good things as well.
He has done some nice things.
So this is Jose Ochoa, who's 35 years old, and he was declared dead at a hospital about 2 hours after he suffered this injury. He went to a cockfight.
Uh-oh.
Not the kind you like, Psycho Mike. This is the kind with roosters, right?
Oh, damn.
And apparently one of the roosters walking around, either before or after a fight, had the little knife attached to it like they do, and cut his heel. And he, I don't know what happened, whether he bled out, whether it got infected or what happened, but it couldn't have got infected that fast, I guess. But he died of a sharp force injury to his leg because he was killed by a rooster at a cockfight.
Now, see, that seems like karma.
It does seem like karma, because if you go and you support that, you know, that that awful illegal
horrible,
habit.
Horrible sport.
Yeah, if you go and support that, then it serves you right. If you, if one of the roosters that you've gone to go see ends up killing you.
Yay, that's rooster.
Awesome. Yay, rooster. Rooster one, yeah. Jose Ochoa, zero.
I think the roosters get together and they go, we gotta take down some of these people.
This is BS.
Who's the easiest mark? Jose.
All right.
He's going down.
He could be right. The roosters could be talking to each other going, this is the worst job I've ever had in my life.
You distract him over there, and then I'm going to stab him in the heel. It's as high as I can go.
I would like to think that that's exactly how this came down. I'd like to think that they've got a systematic plan.
Yeah.
One by one, they're just going to take out everybody who would ever pay to go to a cockfight.
Yeah.
And then there'll be no more sport. Yep. So, anyway, I don't know whether he goes into your Citizen of the Day column, Kevin, or if he's in my Beans Death Quarter column. But
both.
I'm very happy to see him dead at only 35 years old. He deserved it.
He's not Citizen of the Day. Citizen of the Day is just pure stupid. It's not cruel.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
You know what they say. You can't polish a turd.
That's true.
You can try, though.
And we will.
In our defense, you can try.
So you're going to try to make this show sound good?
I think we owe Omar maybe a little apology. And we don't apologize much.
Wow.
But we may have been wrong on something. So I think an apology today.
Yeah.
You mean we're bringing him in and
I think
and we're going to look him in the face, I mean, and we're going to say, Omar, we're sorry?
I think we need to.
Okay.
We may even need to say, you're right, we're wrong.
Wow.
We might need to go that far. And you know how long it's been since we've done that.
I hate to give Omar that satisfaction.
I know, me too.
He'll never let us forget.
I know, but I think that's going to have to happen. I don't know if you've seen this video from Rihanna, S&M.
Uh-uh.
Yes, I have.
It's been. What did you say? Banned in 12 countries or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that
not
a stat?
Be good.
Is that a statistic? I know exactly. That's how I think. Is that a statistic that probably happens a lot, but you just don't see it?
Yeah, it's very possible. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of what we would consider, you know, just harmless entertainment on the MTV or something, you could never get away with showing in Indonesia or something like that. But this one has made headlines perhaps because it's such a huge star and perhaps just because the content is racy even for a music video these days. They changed the name of the song in England, by the way. They call it by a different title. They took different words out of the song and changed the title. Rihanna didn't even know about it until after it already happened.
Really? Doesn't that seem like that shouldn't happen?
It sure does.
That's odd.
I mean, they won't even say the name of the title on the radio in Britain.
S&M?
Yes.
But they have Page 3 in Britain.
Yeah, they do.
I know. But what about the children, guys? What about the children?
Wow. That's a shocker.
That confuses me.
I was also shocked to find out that everyone doesn't love lesbian porn as much as I do. Girls kissing.
Quite a few don't love it as much. I was kind of surprised, too, I have to be honest.
I just took for
granted. I thought it was a guy thing.
It's the way the world works.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. But apparently, they don't love it as much as I do. So anyway.
Well, they must be wrong, then.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
I am.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about the Ozzy commercial. I don't know if you saw that with Justin Bieber.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Ozzy was great. Bieber, really, we do need to do something about. We need to stop that from happening.
And as I posted yesterday on KevinandBean.com, by the way, the comedy in the commercial is Ozzy saying, what's a Bieber? Because he has no idea, because why would he? He's 85 years old. But the reality is, just a few weeks ago, when he was being interviewed on the Mark Hoppus show on the Fuse Network, he had no idea who Justin Bieber was. I mean, he's basically playing himself in this commercial as a guy who doesn't know who Justin Bieber is. So it's pretty funny that it's real life for Ozzy.
Yeah, and I support him with that. I'm happy about that.
You wish you could be like Ozzy and not know who Justin Bieber is.
Yes, if I could wash that out of my mind, I would, but I just can't. We also have our Love on the Rocks Valentine's Singles Party. We're doing that Saturday night. We'll give you some more tickets for that coming up. And we have Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Who's in a new show called Mr. Sunshine.
He runs
what looks like an arena.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks funny. He's a funny guy to me.
He is funny.
I always find him funny.
Too.
And we've never had any of the friends on this show, ever. ever.
That's shocking, isn't it? When you consider how many of them there are and how many projects they've done even since Friends. You'd think that, you know, we'd get a bite. You know, Lisa Kudrow would want to pump the comeback, or, you know, Courtney Cox would want to talk about Cougar Town. But no, the Friends are not friendly, is what we learned in the 90s.
They're not friends. They are ill-named. So we have Matthew Perry on the program today talking about Mr. Sunshine. We will take a break, and we'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
How about this? Coming up in the next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we got some Muse for you. Also, Smashing Pumpkins, Cage the Elephant, and Amberlin. Also, Ralph Garman is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah. We all know how bad Christina Aguilera was at the Super Bowl.
It was unfortunate.
We all know now that she is the vanilla Snooki. Mm-hmm. She is looking bloated and used and beat up and hideous.
Oh, that's got to be the worst, is that attack. Not ruining the words in the national anthem, but...
So what's the next step for Christina?
Rehab. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was kidding. I didn't even know she had a problem.
She's been drinking like a fool since she split up with Jordan Bratman. You remember that birthday party for Jeremy Renner, where she was at his house and she passed out in his bed. And he was like, hey, seriously, you can't sleep here. You got to go. So now the people around her are talking rehab. Now, the New York Post says that she caught wind of the plan before they could approach her and threatened to fire them all for even suggesting it.
Yes.
That's a good sign. If you're already arguing that you've got a problem. So, it may be in her future, but not right now, says the New York Post, until they can find someone willing to stand up to her and say, look, you need to dry out.
I'm going to fire you, but bring me a cocktail first.
I like being drunk guy.
You like that?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
This new character?
I like that.
Dude, put her on Celebrity Rehab. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Love
to send her over Sheen's house. He's got room. Yeah. He's got the room. That's the rehab to be at.
That's the fun one.
That's the hot one. After the Super Bowl, everybody was asking the question, who is the body under Joan Rivers' head in that GoDaddy.com commercial? Well, now we know. She's a model named Tabitha Taylor, who we've seen before in a GoDaddy.com commercial. She was in the one 2 years ago where she played the girl who was appearing before Congress talking about breast implants.
Right.
She was the one at the table there who was going to share with us her glorious bounty. And apparently they used the same model for the faux body underneath Joan Rivers' head in that commercial, which was very disturbing to me. I hated being so turned on.
Yeah.
And then finding out it was Joan Rivers.
It was the perfect choice. I think that made it, because you wanted to be turned on so much, and you couldn't be less turned on when you see her face.
It's the perfect choice to give me nightmares, if that's what you mean.
Yes.
I mean, waking up in the morning with a face full of battery acid, that kind of perfect choice. Yeah. Then good on you. Me, I'm not so much a fan of that. Miley Cyrus, talking about hot messes. She apparently is dating now one of Amy Winehouse's exes.
Oh, no.
Well, she's going down the same path. Why not tread on the same cobblestones? His name is Josh Bowman. He once dated Amy, and now he and Miley apparently are hot and heavy. There are photos in Us Weekly, apparently, the two of them in the park, on the grass, playing with a puppy.
What?
That's what the photos are of her laying on the grass with this dude playing with a puppy. Okay. Or apparently they were laying on a puppy and playing with grass. I can't make sure which one it is, but either way, they were having a good time. Kelsey Grammer got some great news this week. He'll finally be divorced from his wife, Camille. It's going to happen this Thursday. A judge has agreed to grant a final decree, despite the fact that he hasn't worked out all the financial details with his soon-to-be ex-wife. But this clears the way for him to go through with that wedding that he's planned at the Plaza Hotel in New York City with his new fiance, Katie Walsh. It's all going to happen on the 25th of this month, so he's good to go. You are clear for takeoff, Kelsey Grammer.
Is there an office pool I can get in on when he'll divorce?
Oh, you're so cynical.
Man.
Where's the love?
I believe in love.
Forever.
The X Factor premieres on Fox this fall. As I mentioned yesterday, the winner of The X Factor will win the biggest prize in the history of television. $5 million guaranteed contract with Sony Music if you win the money over on The X Factor. Simon says the money will be paid out in $1 million installments over 5 years. If you want to get yourself a little piece of this, auditions begin March the 27th here in Los Angeles, with consequent stops in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, New York, New Jersey, and Seattle. Minimum age to audition is 12, as opposed to American Idol's 15, and you can be as old as you like. There is no ceiling. You could be a 97-year-old rapper if you want to go on X Factor.
I'd love to see that.
Well, maybe you will. So, yeah, get yourself a little piece of that. A little $5 million action. How about that?
That'd
be all right.
That seems like a risky move even for Simon Cowell, because we all know how difficult it is to be successful in the music industry, and even more so for the record label to make any money off of somebody in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving out $5 million. I wonder what the chances are they'll get that money back, that they'll get a return on that.
Well, luckily, Simon carries five $1 million bills in his left shoe.
Well, there is that.
So it's not that much of a risk, really, considering that he just papered his powder room on the first level of his home with U.S. government bonds. So
well,
I think he's fine.
I thought you were saying the money was coming from Sony, and I was thinking, what are the chances they're going to make back their investment? But that's pretty hefty. That gets your attention, that's for sure.
Monster ratings for the Super Bowl 45. If you hadn't heard, there were 111 million people watching the Packers versus the Steelers.
That seems bigger than even usual.
It makes it the most watched program in U.S. television history, Kevin.
Wow.
That's bigger than anyone has ever watched anything ever. Ever.
Ever?
For always and ever. Yeah. The runner-up was last year's game, which was watched by just a hair over 106 million people. And Glee had its best numbers ever also. Not surprisingly, the post-Super Bowl episode of Glee had about 27 million viewers watching. So they got to see zombies play football. Congratulations, America.
Hell of a show, that one.
Tonight, they're coming back. Another one tonight.
Great.
Another one tonight, yeah. Brand new Glee tonight. Glee.
Enjoy.
Glee tonight.
Have fun.
I got the kissing booth.
I'm out.
Brains.
The Valentine's. Out. Valentine's Day episode.
Brains. Done.
Well, Bean hates love, that's why.
Gone. He does. He's not a lover.
He's not a lover. He's a fighter.
That's right.
New releases. It's Tuesday, so we always look at the new releases on CD. Never Say Never, the remixes by Justin Bieber. You get all the remixes now on the new CD, the remixes of Justin Bieber's music.
All right.
You get it remixed.
That's great.
Yeah, it is good. The World Is Yours by Motorhead.
Yeah.
Zonoscope by Cut Copy. And The Sing-Off, the best of season 2 by The Sing-Off. From the popular TV series The Sing-Off.
What is that?
I have no idea.
All right.
On DVD, Life As We Know It, starring Katherine Heigl and Josh Duhamel. Oh, save us all. For Colored Girls, Thandie Newton and Whoopi Goldberg. You Again, with Sigourney Weaver, Jamie Lee Curtis, Betty White, Kristen Bell. Paranormal Activity 2. The Romantics, starring Josh Duhamel and Katie Holmes. Well, it's just the Josh Duhamel day, isn't it? By the way, rumors of him taking over for Regis.
Is that right?
Yeah. Regis and Kelly. At least we'll get him out of movies.
So I could not watch him.
Can I vote for that?
I could not watch him there.
It's Kind of a Funny Story, starring Zach Galifianakis and Middlemen. Story of internet porn being born with Luke Wilson and Giovanni Ribisi. You can check that out. Here's your today's celebrity birthdays. John Williams, legendary composer and conductor, is 79 years old today. Actor Nick Nolte celebrates his 70th birthday. I haven't seen enough of Nick lately.
Yeah, where's he been?
I want to see more Nick. I like him. He's crazy. Not that Nick. Nick Nolte. Actress Mary Steenburgen is 58 years old. Author John Grisham is 56. Vince Neil of Motley Crue is 50. Actress Mary McCormick is 42. Our buddy Seth Green from Robot Chicken, of course, Family Guy, turns 37 today. Phoenix of Linkin Park is 34. And bassist Jeremy Davis of Paramore is 26. Is there a Paramore anymore?
There's a half of more. They hired new guys.
Oh, they did hire new guys.
I'm sure that'll go very well for them. Congratulations. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Heard from a lot of people via the email yesterday. Lovelorn people, not looking forward to Valentine's Day weekend coming up with nobody to spend time with. And they are interested in the Kevin Bean Singles Party, which is going to be coming up this Saturday night in Hollywood. We'll have more details to give you a chance to call in if you are 21 and up and single and looking. We'll hook you up later this morning on the Kevin Bean Show.
All right. Glee was on after the Super Bowl, and Ralph just reported it had the highest ratings it's ever had.
It was the highest rated scripted television show in over 3 years.
Yeah.
That's how big it was.
Now, Omar
has a lot of disappointed people.
Omar had an unnatural hate for Glee, we thought, in the beginning.
Not unnatural.
So,
very
natural. It was cartoonish.
No.
It was cartoonish. So
it was rightly deserved.
So we made him watch Glee and bring in clips each day. And then we would tell him, you know, maybe if you just watch it like one more time, maybe you'll come around to our side of thinking. We kept saying, you'll get it. Just hang in there.
That never happened.
And that never happened.
Right.
And because you always told us it was bad.
Because it is bad.
It is.
Every week, irrefutable evidence.
All right. Well, if you would have watched the show after the Super Bowl, you might have taken your own life.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No. You would have come and found me and killed me. That's what would have happened. Because it wasn't very good.
Really? It wasn't really good? Is that really? What you're saying?
They're trying to get the football crowd, right? Uh-huh. So they kind of center around football and the football team, you know? So it's the last play of the game, and Quinn, the quarterback, is just telling everybody how proud he is of them, and all they have to do is take a knee, and then they're going to go into the championship, and everything's going to be great.
Is this the football team that little Stephen Hawking in a wheelchair is on?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Come on!
That's it. Okay. Oh, wait. You don't even know. You don't know the beauty. Okay. You don't know it. And then little Brock Lesnar, for no reason, homophobic Brock Lesnar, starts yelling at the quarterback. Oh, yeah, what if the linebacker hits you, man? And they start all arguing because they really hate each other because he's in Glee.
Okay.
And little Brock Lesnar doesn't like that.
Right.
Because it's not his thing.
Right.
So then this happens on the last play of the game.
When we take a knee, we're going to finish first in conference for the first time in McKinley history.
Football is back, bitches!
Yeah. Maybe we should all break out into a song after we win.
Hey, shut it, Kurofsky.
No freaking way. Really hope that linebacker doesn't get the jump on me. I bet it would hurt like hell to get sacked by him.
Now, if they want to keep the football fans, they should know a little bit about football.
Right.
Because all they have to do is take a knee. That means the center gives the quarterback the ball, and he just puts his knee on the ground. That's it.
Dunzo.
And game over.
Right. And there's no linebacker comes across and hits anybody if he doesn't block. None of that.
Right.
It happens. Mm-hmm. It happens in Glee. And the guy knocks him down, and then they pick up the ball, and then they run it in, and then the team loses. Mm. So that happens on the taking a knee play.
Now, is that good? Was that good? Kevin, was that good?
Omar was right.
Oh, that's right.
Omar was right. You guys are super gay. Omar was right.
That's right.
So Ugly Chewbacca, the coach, wants to know why they can't just all get along. What's going on? Why is everybody fighting? What is it all about?
Because I'm sick of you guys getting down on us for it. We're in Glee Club. What's the big deal?
It's embarrassing. We're dudes getting all hot and bothered about singing a Kesha song. It's freaking weird.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll think it's cooler when I go all TikTok on your face.
No! Bring it, Puckerman. Good call.
He said maybe it's cooler if I go TikTok all over your face.
No way.
That was said on TV.
You edited that. That's no way.
That was said.
I'm going to do something else on their face.
That happened. So then Ugly Chewbacca and White Man Afro Teacher Guy get together, and they try to figure out how they can get the unity, because the big game's coming up and they really need unity. Mm-hmm. They need unity. They need to be together. They need to get along.
Right.
So they come up with this brilliant plan that the football team is going to have to join Glee Club.
This is where they lost me. So the football team has a bunch of members who are already in Glee Club. The other ones who give them a hard time, the ones that aren't in Glee Club, now are forced in the week before the big game to be part of Glee Club all week long.
Yeah.
Because that could happen.
Let's give a warm welcome to the newest members of Glee Club.
What?
Hell to the no, Mr. Stewart. Are you serious?
Oh, and a fighter up.
Hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
That's good, huh?
Omar was right. Omar was right. You guys are douchebags. Omar was right.
All right.
Take it easy. So so then White Afro Man Teacher Guy, or whatever you used to call him, he figures out that these guys just don't understand what goes on in Glee. It's ignorance that makes them make fun of the Glee Cup, Glee Club.
Right.
And if we could just show them what we do, then they might come around. Now, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to do like a Metallica song or something? You're trying to win over
something
the football
tough.
Team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you.
Is that like
now.
A Taylor Swift song or something?
I don't know who that is, but it's a love song.
Sugarland.
And I will tell you, and I will tell you right now that it is not the song that you would pick if you want to get the football guys on board.
Oh, my God. It does not win you over, no. And by the way, at this point, Omar, I swear to God, I'm not lying. We're about 10 minutes into the show.
What?
Yeah,
are you kidding? All right. So there's a whole other line going on with Sue Sylvester and the Cheerios. And she schedules a cheerleading thing during the championship game so that there's no more halftime. Okay. Oh, no, what are we going to do? So then Ugly Chewbacca and White Man Afro Teacher Guy get together, and they say, let's have the football team come out at halftime and do the show. Half of them are already in Glee anyway. Yeah, and then,
because they're not playing a game or anything.
Right, right, right. So they'll do, and now, so the other guys, the football team members that just joined Glee,
right,
want to know what's going on, and Little Blindside says this.
The whole point of this week was to bring you guys together, to bring the school together.
Wait, so you want us to play the first half, change it to some sequin bar gowns, and then go out and do the halftime show at our own championship game?
Yes.
It's the championship game. This is a crazy town.
This is a crazy town. This is a crazy town.
That's good, dude. No, you're still in, dude.
That's,
you watch this after the Super Bowl.
That's not good.
Give and me then, a man card, dude. Okay. Seriously, turn it in.
Ooh. So they were. So now, White Man After Teacher Guy says they're going to do Thriller,
right?
Biggest song of all time. Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah. And he explains to the football team why they've picked this song.
You know, remember a few years ago when that Philippine prison did that mega performance of Thriller and put it on YouTube? And when the 4 months it took to rehearse that number, prisoner on prisoner crime dropped 80%. Doing that together as a team created a unity within that prison. And that's what I'm looking to do here.
All right. Whoa. Yes.
Wow. Really? Really?
That was the preachiest this show has ever been.
Oof. Just like those guys in prison. That's what we're doing. Omar, we're sorry. You were right, and we were wrong.
Omar was right. Omar was right. You all should kill yourselves. Omar was right.
I think that's yeah.
Can we just not watch Glee anymore?
So then,
no, you got to kill yourself.
The football team quits, so they don't have enough players for the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the cheerleaders.
What?
Joined the football
God,
team.
This
the
is Glee on TV.
I'm sorry, not the cheerleaders. The girls in Glee Club.
Right.
They joined.
Right.
The,
come on.
Let us play. We'll play.
Well, I mean, I do have to give it up because Little Precious could wreck some people. You know what I'm saying?
She could.
Put her on the football team, and then Big Nose with a big nose could knock down a couple.
But, you know, it's game night, and they're getting destroyed.
Right.
But Finn gives them a pep talk just before halftime.
We're still in this.
Oh, give it up, Finn. Our only shot at redemption right now is to kick butt at the halftime show.
No, I got to be honest with you. I have to be honest with you when I tell you that it's never redemption.
Uh-huh.
Halftime shows... people don't care about.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. You can't get redemption from losing 60 to nothing.
Yeah, we're getting destroyed in this football game, but we'll still be cool at the school if we go and change into our zombie makeup and go out and give a killer halftime show. That's the plot line of a TV show that aired.
So then they do a Thriller mashup with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah's Off With Your Head and Thriller.
You know it's Thriller.
Not bad.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand.
Yeah, it just got bad.
By the way, King of Mexico very upset with you because you know he's Mr. Drumline. He says, "What are you talking about, Kevin? Halftime is game time. We all know that."
Oh, shut up, Dave.
So the football players all see how cool it is to be in the halftime show, so they all go out and finish it with them, and then they all go in, and now they can play in the game.
It's not cool.
Because they did that, but they're still too far behind, and the other team just has to take a knee.
Okay.
They're behind by 10. There's 10 seconds. The other team's ahead. They win, we lose.
Right.
Right? But then they go, well, what if the quarterback fumbles? All he has to do is take a knee. What if he fumbles? So then they're still in their Thriller makeup. Okay.
What is going on, dude?
I can't.
Omar was right. Omar was right. You guys are douchebags. Omar was right.
So now they're trying to figure out a plan to get the team to fumble on a taking a knee play.
Okay.
So in the Thriller makeup and the football uniforms, they start chanting.
Brains.
This happened on the football field.
They're chanting at the other team brains.
It's like trying to psych them out.
Yes. And now everybody on the sideline understands the plan, and they all start doing it. The crowd, everybody's chanting brains, brains, brains. And the quarterback lines up in a shotgun, which you don't do to take a knee. And he's so distracted that the ball goes by him and they win.
Wow.
And I swear to God, I remember sitting there watching this thing, and I felt like we were about 5 hours into that episode of Glee. I just couldn't believe all of that was in 1 hour. At this point, I'm banging my head against the coffee table just trying to feel something. It was the worst.
All right. You guys ready to apologize?
You?
Yes. Yep.
Glee sucks, oh.
Okay, and who was right all the way along?
You were right.
You were.
Who?
You were totally right.
All right. And who's the handsomest guy ever?
What?
You are.
Okay. And who are the biggest douchebags ever?
Bean and I.
Us. Kevin and Bean.
Omar was right. Omar was right. You all can eat it. Omar was right.
Yep, that's coming. All right.
K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 24 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Kind of looked like that one surprised you when it ended there, Kevin.
It sure did. Wish I had a clock.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Matthew Perry has a new TV show called Mr. Sunshine. He joins us later on to talk about that. Right now, though, how about our girl Rihanna in the news? You know what I always say about her music is you can't beat Rihanna. That's what I always say.
Oh.
And she, what?
Wow.
Too soon?
Wow.
She's in a wee bit of a controversy. Now, I don't think as much here in the United States as around the world, but listen to this news piece about her new song called S&M.
Rihanna's music video for her latest single S&M is getting a lot of attention, but for all the wrong reasons. The video shows Rihanna tying up, whipping, and making sexually suggestive moves with members of the media. YouTube flagged the video as inappropriate. Only those claiming to be 18 or older can watch the video on the site. The video includes some suggestive consumption of a banana and the Barbadian singer prancing around in white latex, which has seen the song banned in 11 countries.
Okay, so the song's banned in 11 countries, and YouTube has flagged it as you got to be 18 or older to watch it. Now,
and by the way, there's no way to get past that. I mean, that's a strong box on YouTube.
It is. They ask you, are you over 18?
And right.
If you click yes, you're all good. I don't know how to get past that. But here's the point, and we put it up at kevinandbean.com. This is the most much ado about nothing I've ever seen.
But did you see the way she eats the banana?
For three quarters of a second.
Right.
I mean, it's really just her prancing around, and some of the press has a ball gag in. Okay, what?
That really doesn't sound like a big deal.
When you watch it, you go, this is not a big deal. What's all the talk about?
Well, I'll tell you who is upset about it is Rihanna herself, and she joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Rihanna. Welcome back, my dear. Wow, you sound pretty fired up. Is this all because of the S&M controversy?
We say the guy who do so much with the media control come down. It me say island style the conchel number takare se peter se do masochism.
Say the masochism. I think I heard.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah. Part, yeah. You've spent an awful lot of time in the United States. Why isn't your English better?
I heard coconut.
That's all I heard.
Now, are some of the words, did they get edited out overseas so that it's acceptable? And if so, what?
See bad masukon with a banana. No kamaritai see with a vagina. Or the biskun buko say by haritinja.
Oh, I got to go back and listen to that.
Me too.
They have actually on BBC Radio in Britain, Rihanna, you know this because I saw how upset you were on your Twitter yesterday. They have actually changed the name of the song. They call it Come On. That's the name of the song in Britain now.
Come on what?
Well, it doesn't say, but that does sound a little more dangerous even.
Well,
right near the beach.
I've heard Rihanna interviewed a lot, and I don't understand why we can't understand the word.
Okay, here's another question. Okay, here's another question for you. When you had Perez Hilton tied up, why didn't you kill him?
Oh, stop it.
Me said every Perez Hilton going to with the bull gag. I got embarrassed. To stu no but I ain't that girly man.
Oh, girly man. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Rihanna, before we let you go, could we hear you say banana?
Oh, see, what my name? Banana, Anna.
All right, I don't know why we continue asking questions, but... Right. Whoa. Hey, party people, thanks a lot for being with us here today. We enjoy hearing from you. You can email any of us here on the show. Email address is at kevinandbean.com. And I want to start with a compliment for Kevin here.
Oh, please.
This is from another Kevin who is writing in, who differentiates himself from you by referring to himself as the non-window-licking Kevin. But he actually, if you get past that, he actually has some nice things to say about him. I listened to your show on the podcast, so I apologize if this is a late comment. This is in regards to Kevin telling the story the other day about not only missing his dentist appointment, but the whole dental office. Yeah, that was pretty fun. You went to, where were you? Like several locations down from where you were supposed to be?
Yeah, I had to walk out on the street and walk three buildings over. and I sat in the wrong waiting room for 30 minutes while missing the appointment that I forced in.
And you were sitting there going, wow, they've done a lot of remodeling since the last hour.
Can't it was believe it.
You've never been before.
But I didn't want to say anything because then they would go, oh, yeah, it's been a while since you've been here. So I didn't say anything. And then I just waited and waited. And finally,
well, the non-window-looking Kevin says, did you know that even Einstein had difficulty with the most mundane task because he was operating on a higher plane? I'd like to submit that my brother Kevin may be just as bright as Einstein. We just don't know it yet because he hasn't found a way yet to harness his awesome mental capacity. So what he's suggesting here is that your brain is so busy doing much more complicated things than we can even understand that you don't have time to worry about the little things. So I think he's giving you a real compliment here. P.S. Also, would you please bring back that game where Kevin tries to repeat simple sentences that Ralph gives him? That was funny. So kind of a mixed bag from this guy.
Yeah, he's mocking, let's be honest. The subject line of this one is, you watch an Anderson Silva fight? Because remember, there were two fights ago when Anderson Silva wouldn't fight. He just stood
there.
Oh, that's
there. Right. Remember? And you said you'd never watch him again.
I don't remember saying I'd never watch him again, but I didn't buy the next fight that he was in specifically because it made me so angry.
Right.
But this guy says, cool fight, I guess, but was it worth your principles? Wait, someone got kicked in the face, right? Oh, I guess it was worth it. Very easily could have not been. I really do hate that about him.
Mm-hmm.
He literally will not fight.
Yet, he's been the champion for 5 years, by the way, which is amazing. So whatever he's doing, I guess, is working. Here's a Martin, by the way, who writes in, Dear Bean, I just had a chance to listen to last Thursday's podcast. Thanks for that info, Bean, was the first segment that I heard on the show. I wanted to write in and say that I've got your back. Weird Al being on the Today Show? Interesting. The Anteater Aardvark Sloth Family debate? Interesting. The Groundhog Day bit and the Star Wars on location stuff in Tunisia? All legitimately interesting. However, I am on the fence about the dog breed comment and the microwave settings. But I also want to own a zebra. I think that's a perfectly acceptable conversation starter.
Perfect.
You get a lot of hate, and I think it's undeserved. Keep
perfect.
Up the good work.
Perfect. Keep his email address and email him your comments. And
how
he'll
dare
go,
you.
Hey, that was a great email. And then it'll cut us out of the whole thing.
How dare you?
WTF is the subject line of this one from Jennifer. I'm watching and listening to a live feed of MSNBC. In Cairo, some guy is on a loudspeaker singing and playing a guitar. Sounds just like the Armenian comedian.
Oh,
I've been wondering what's been up lately. Mystery solved.
We could be so lucky if he moved to Egypt and he's singing and playing on the street. By the way, we do get a fair amount of requests from people who say, please have the Armenian comedian back on. But we're not allowed to. There was a 2-year moratorium because he called in a bomb threat to the radio station, so he's not allowed to talk to us. We're not allowed to talk to him for 2 years or
something
like that.
That's correct, yeah.
But at some point, that's going to run out, and we're gonna have him back on, right?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, no one loves him more than me.
Yes.
I mean, none of us believe that he was serious about blowing up the radio station. We wouldn't have him on if that were the case. He was just too stupid to realize that you can't say things like that and not get in trouble.
Even though we gave him 80 chances.
Right, exactly. Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm a high school English teacher and Southern California transplant, now living in rural Colorado. I listen to you on the podcast every afternoon on my post-work runs. By the way, do we have more people listening to the podcast than actually listening to the radio these
Probably,
days? Probably. It seems that way. I just want to congratulate you jackasses on nearly getting me canned last week. Your listeners should be warned more sternly to avoid implementing any idea that is derived from your show, which, by the way, I think we say enough. Last year, after a student argued that sound travels faster than light, I decided to create the file for each of my English classes, like you guys do with Would You Like to Take That Back? You wouldn't believe the stupid things that high school students say during the course of any given class. When a student made a particularly stupid comment, I would give them an index card and inscribe them to transcribe their comment on a card and store it in the file.
Oh.
Then at the end of each week, I would make them stand in front of the class and reread their named comments. I would give them the opportunity to take it back. I thought that I was providing a valuable service to my society, as students might then learn to be more accountable for what they said, but apparently my principal wasn't on board with the idea. After parent-teacher conferences last week, I had the principal call me into his office for the talk. It seems that some of the parents were complaining to him about the public sharing going on in my classes every Friday. When I stammered about the file, he told me I need to cease and desist immediately and added that I was lucky that I had tenure or else I would have been out on my ass. Good job, guys. Sincerely, Matt.
Yeah, blame us, Matt.
I'm with Matt. I think that sounds like an awesome idea. Anytime you have a chance to humiliate people at a critical time in their emotional development, I say do it.
In front of their peers when their peers are all they care about. And this comes from Neil, and we have Neil on the phone. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Cinnamon Regis.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, guys. Hey, what about some love for your boy Bean? I'm here too, Neil.
Hey, Barry. How's it going?
Hey, guys. I heard about you guys a few years ago. Moved down from college. Love your show enough to go to iTunes and download all your podcasts. That's very cool, by the way. The people that literally have to go out of their way to download the podcast is very cool. I listened to 2.5 year podcast nonstop in 1 year. I'm a rabid and proud fan of the Kevin and Bean show. Neil, what turned you?
Well, the other day I was listening to the podcast, and you guys mentioned losing the Today Show, the cable, and everything. And then it comes down to Bean saying, well, I recorded the Today Show because I wanted to listen to Justin Bieber.
And that was a shock to all of us, and we said, what are you talking about? And he said, I think I'm coming around. I think I kind of like him.
Yeah.
Now,
and
that's not acceptable. I mean, I'm with you, Neil. It's not acceptable, but I don't think he means it. I think he's just effing with us. But then you write, in fact, you had to pause the podcast, come straight to the email, because you couldn't stand what you were hearing. And I wanted to say, F you, Bean, I hope you die at the bottom of the human centipede, you Asperger whore.
I did.
You're
that.
A pedophile. Actually, no. Have your lemon party somewhere else other than the radio show. I hope Bean's Death Corner becomes a literal reality.
Wow.
Big fan of the
tough.
Kevin, Psycho Mike, Lisa May, and Ralph Garman show. Neil, P.S., I love daylight savings time.
Savings time, he puts it. Yeah. So basically, you're going to continue to listen to the show. You'll just tune out whenever I talk, right? You're boycotting me.
Until you decide to come back to our side.
Bean is a contrarian. So
that's just,
once he realizes,
absolutely not true.
Once he realizes that everyone here can't stand Justin Bieber, and by the way, it's not all Justin Bieber's fault. It's also that he's thrown in our face every 5 seconds. That doesn't help. But
that is true.
So Bean finally decides to say now he's coming around, now he likes him. And that's ridiculous.
And that's just, I'm the opposite of a contrarian. It's just that I am, and I'm being contrary about your statement. It's just that I don't care. I'm not going to say what people want me to say just to make them
right.
happy. I'm going to
speak gonna
my mind truthfully.
You're going to say the opposite of what they want.
I'm going to say I like the kid, and I think he makes some pretty good records. That's all I'm going to say.
Neil, I'm with you.
Neil.
I'm with you, Neil.
I don't mean to disappoint you, Neil. Look, he'll be gone soon, like every teen idol before him. Don't worry. This can't last long.
All right. How about if we get some kind of an agreement, though, that you have to keep your love to yourself? You can't make those creepy noises, and you can't call him my sweet whatever.
He is like fairly Zac dreamy, Efron, though. Like Zac Efron, exactly. You guys survived my Zac Efron phase. You can survive my Justin Bieber phase. It's going to be fine. Listen, Neil, we appreciate you being such a rabid fan. I hope you're still able to enjoy the show, even if you don't listen to the parts that I contribute to. I hope you enjoy what everybody else has to say each day, all right?
Absolutely, I will. I'll try to get through it.
Thank you. All right, Matt. Thank you so much for listening and for writing and for joining us on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Bye now.
Any grown man who likes Justin Bieber is a pedophile and a sheep. Go f*** yourself, Bean.
Yeah, I agree.
That's Oasis on the good old Kevin and Bean show. You know, Ralph was telling us about the new Liam Gallagher band, Beady Eye.
Yeah.
They got a record coming out here soon. But what's Noel doing? Where's my man Noel?
He's punching somebody.
That's probably true.
Drunk?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show for Tuesday. Matthew Perry in 1 hour talking about his new show, Mr. Sunshine. First, though.
And a warning here. We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, right. Parental discretion is advised.
All right, we get it.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
For grown-ups, we got it. Got
the American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
I hope we won't be bringing that up.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
We're all good now.
This program contains graphic images which may be disturbing to sensitive viewers. The people profiled all survived. Discretion is advised.
There are no images. It's radio.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the conversation that how did this first come up, by the way?
How did we even
get onto the topic of lesbian porn?
It started, like many of our topics start, with Kevin being wrong.
But blissfully ignorant.
I know what it was, actually. Dave sent out the Tila Tequila leaked lesbian sex tape, right? That's what it was.
Yes. Ugh.
And then that's how we kind of got on the topic. And then I think Kevin piped up that lesbian porn was the best of all possible porns.
Right.
And then I think he was roundly shouted down, as is so often the case here on the Kevin DeBede Show.
Kevin believed that all guys thought the way he did.
Well, you know how you don't... it's not like I sat down and I thought, I'm going to seriously consider if. I just took for granted from the beginning of time all guys were into this.
You know what happens when you assume, mister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was shocked to get shouted down.
It's silly. It's a silly statement.
Oh, I wasn't.
But it's Mike, madness, is what we're saying.
At two, Mike?
Yeah. But wait, you guys. I was just like, I wasn't. It wasn't a seriously considered thing. I was just throwing something out, and all of a sudden, everybody jumped all over me.
Well, maybe that's your problem, is you don't seriously consider your porn enough. Maybe you don't take it seriously enough. Maybe that's your
okay.
problem.
Okay, let me play the mediator here, try to get these two sides together here. All Kevin is saying, if you have hot chicks and they're doing stuff, how can that be anything but great?
It's fine. We're not saying it's bad, but to say it's the best of all porns is madness.
This program contains adult content and is not meant for children.
All right, so I guess what we're asking is what's your porn?
Right, what's your porn?
Like, you must have a list. For me, that's at the top. Apparently, I'm the only one.
So, no men involved, girl, that's your top porn?
That's your top porn.
That's your go-to when it's time for Kevin, for Kevin time.
And then, like, 2 through 6 is the guy, girl. Yeah.
But... I think Mike and I are just flummoxed by how that can be your number one.
I don't know.
Because it's like having a dinner of just hors d'oeuvres. Is that your point, Ralph?
But
there's
if
no
you
main course.
But if you love hors d'oeuvres.
No, Chris Pontius,
no, it's
AKA.
Not, you're not even eating. There's nobody representing you at the table.
Right.
You're looking through the window of a restaurant watching other people eat.
It's a beautiful restaurant with no food.
Right. It's a lovely place setting, great ambiance, nice music. No, sorry, kitchen's closed.
Chris Pontius, a.k.a. Party Boy, a.k.a. Bunny the Lifeguard, made a perfect analogy when it came to lesbian porn. He said it's like a really kick-ass skate video with no skaters in it. Just really awesome ramps.
Yeah. No, but girls having sex, they're having sex.
Yeah,
it's not like they're not.
But the limits to what they can do together are significant. They are handicapped with what they can do.
You would say lesbian porn would be number 2 on the list.
No, not even 2.
What?
Not even,
not
2.
Even 2.
All right, it's time for What's Your Porn?
What's your porn?
Yeah, what's your porn?
What's your porn?
Yeah, what you into, man?
What's your porn? Yeah.
That's Omar and his creepy.
Isaac Hayes for giving us our intro.
So 1-800-520-1067. We're going to try to come up, and I know it's tough to get a consensus on a very personal topic like this, but we are going to try to come up with a list. We're going to try to rank the various porns
at least
in terms
the top
of,
5.
All right, let me in ask, terms of popularity, and let me just add to this, and this just shows you how complicated this issue is. So already you hear the breakdown in the room on lesbian porn. I get an email that says this: lesbian porn, guys, is the weakest of the typical genres. I want to see some action. For me, it's all about the gangbang.
Yeah.
Nothing better than watching a girl getting wrecked by a bunch of guys. Sincerely, Brittany. Brittany.
The
gangbang. Now that's something I hadn't even thought of. But I mean, this is the type of variety that you can get in your adult entertainment. And the gangbang would not be on my list of my top 5. But for Brittany, that's her number 1. It shows you how difficult this task is.
Here's the thing: if you're going to watch a film about anything, you want to see people performing at their optimum, at their
right.
peak. You don't want to see something that is even less than what you can achieve.
Everything is less than I can achieve.
If you're a baseball fan, you don't want to sit and watch a slow pitch softball game. You know what I mean? Because you're like, oh yeah, I could sort of do that. You want to see professionals at the top of their game, really performing amazing physical feats that you could not possibly attain.
It's idealism.
That's what makes it entertainment.
All right, so Ralph and then Mike. What would your number one be?
I would have to agree with Brittany. I like group sex porn.
Yeah. Right.
And all the ramifications that entails, all the different permutations there. So not just, you know, five guys and a girl, but two girls
but
and a guy.
Five girls and a guy.
Two guys and a girl. I mean, any number there. Yeah, that's something that's fascinating to me. That's above the pale. That is something that is not easily achieved. That's entertainment is what I'm saying.
And is part of that you're just so impressed with the creativity of how it all fits together? Like who does what to
it
where?
It just opens up. The possibilities are endless in that scenario. The more people you add, the more action they can deliver.
No, I can see that.
It's very entertaining.
Mike? I agree with Mr. Garman. I tend to lean towards group. I tend to lean towards more guy, girls than guy. Because like I said, for me, it's like idealism. It's like fantasy. It's like what I want to achieve. You know? Like he said, perfect example is watching the NBA or something. You'd want to watch guys fly through the air and dunk as opposed to high school kids, you know, shooting three-pointers. I want to see something that's out there and crazy and great achievements.
All right.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Now, if we have any children, please step out. This is a parental guidance moment.
Okay. So make sure we get that out there. All right, how about you, Lisa May?
I like gay male porn.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh,
no.
Wrong.
What's your porn? Yeah.
All right, listen.
We're going to have to set some ground rules.
Yes.
I am not alone. There are lots of women that are like
you're not
that.
Alone, but you're in a
and
minority.
And I'm not wrong.
A small
you're just
minority.
Asking me what I like.
All right, but we do have to limit this to...
what?
To heterosexual people. Because
why?
If you're gay and you call up and you say...
Why? You're not... you're doing lesbian porn, Kevin.
Yeah, that's hardly...
You're
number
one heterosexual porn.
I'm actually curious to see if Lisa's theory that she's not alone is true. I mean, I think she's in a very small group of women that like that. I really do.
See, I'm just of the mind, even in mainstream films, if I go to the theater, I want to see a character in that story that I can relate to. That's what draws me in.
Right.
If I'm watching gay guy porn or gay girl porn, I am not represented.
I'm very happy
by
for
that storyline.
Very happy.
Well,
I'm extremely happy
to watch.
And then I'm happier and much happier to steal from Kevin Nealon, and then I'm not so happy. Sir.
I think the appeal of that might be that men can be really rough with each other, and it's not offensive in the way that if a man is rough with a woman, it would be to me.
Well, that is offensive, yeah.
Alex, producer Alex, by the way,
in the same way.
I don't know if producer Alex has it at her number one, but she says one of the things she likes about gay male porn is that their stars are way hotter than the guys in hetero porn, and she appreciates that aspect.
It's so true. Yes.
All right, Mike, you would know. You're an expert.
Well, I mean, as heterosexual males, definitely get the good end of the stick when it comes to like girls and guys. I mean, girls in porn now are way hotter than the guys are typically.
So she's right about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's take one call from Ryan real quick. We're taking your calls. The question again, if you missed it in Omar's jingle, is what's your porn?
What's your porn? Yeah!
1-800-520-1067. Ryan will be our one call on line 6 before we go to break. Hey, Ryan, thanks for calling the Kevin Devine Show. What's your porn?
Hey, no problem. There's nothing like a good interracial porn for me.
Okay, so interracial, you'd put that above group?
I mean, group is good.
Because group could also involve interracial.
Well, now you're just cross-pollinating, Kevin.
White girl, black guy. All right.
You know, I would have to say agree with Ryan. That would probably be my second. That'd probably be my second favorite. Yeah.
Second favorite. All right.
The contrast of African American and white people, that just visually, I think, is exciting.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Ryan. Are you a white guy?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yet you're able to identify with the black guy. You can still see yourself in that porn, as we've kind of been discussing here, even though he's so totally different and obviously way bigger than you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. All
that's,
right.
That's part of the fascination, I think.
Yes.
Put that on the list. All right.
The
thank
wow
you very much.
Factor.
Oh wow!
Look at that.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. What's your porn? Next on the Kevin.
Discussion of the Kevin Devine Show. That's a little bit of a conversation that involves what's your porn.
Hey, recapping the Super Bowl from Sunday, Ralph was telling you earlier, it was the most watched television program in history. 111 million people watching the Super Bowl. And a lot of people, we heard prior to the big game, we heard that something like 20% of people only watch Lisa, not because they care about the football, but because they want to see the commercials.
Yeah. They must
millions
have been disappointed this year.
For 30 seconds. Yeah, I thought they were a fairly weak bunch, too. And I got to tell you, the one that most polls are putting at number one, the little kid in the Darth Vader suit, I didn't love that one either.
I loved it. I thought that was great.
It. By the way, Psycho Mike, your theory that it was a little person in there was not borne out because they had the six-year-old kid inside the Darth Vader suit on all the talk shows yesterday.
No.
Little kid who was in there.
Ozzy did a commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're going to play that for you in a second. But first, we're going to play a clip of Ozzy on Mark Hoppus's show on the Fuse Network, which I believe is going to come back as just titled Hoppus. This is Ozzy.
So you listen to a lot of Justin Bieber? Is that we going to... Justin Bieber?
Who the... Justin Bieber.
Good.
All right, so that happened. And then the Super Bowl commercial.
Welcome to 4G.
We just got a new version.
All aboard the 5G train.
How many bloody G's are there?
I'll take it from here.
Ozzy's in the background.
It's Bieber, 6G fever.
What's a 6G?
What's a Bieber?
I don't know. Kind of looks like a girl.
So I think that, you know, what they're going for, obviously, with the product is, hey, how wacky is it to have Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, in a commercial with the, you know, the teenage pop sensation of Justin Bieber. But if Ozzy doesn't know who Justin Bieber is, what must he think about the commercial that they filmed? So we thought we'd find out, and we've got a great relationship with the Ozman, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Ozzy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right, good.
Is that Ozzy Osbourne?
That is Ozzy, yeah.
Hello, Ozzy, how are you? I'm a big fan of your work.
No, you're
I'm
Ozzy.
Your records.
No, that's just your song.
That's you, that's not.
I've got gold records from you on my wall.
Right,
because
they're
yours. You're Ozzy Osbourne.
I know they're mine. I must have paid for them.
Okay.
You gave them to me. Ozzy, are you there?
You're Ozzy.
Hello?
Can we ask you some questions about the Super Bowl commercial that you shot?
Super Bowl?
Yes.
I pick Pittsburgh.
Okay, no. The game is
Pittsburgh.
The game is over in Pittsburgh.
It's already over?
Yes, so you should pick Green Bay.
Green Bay won.
Yeah, you should pick them.
Yay, Green Bay won!
All right, I'm pretty sure she knows.
She can't help you anyway. All right, so tell us about how it came to be that you were in a television commercial with Justin Bieber.
Who's Justin Bieber?
He's the kid that was in the commercial that you filmed, the one in the spaceship that ran on Sunday during the Super Bowl.
The little lesbian I worked with.
Yes, the little lesbian.
She was charming. She was lovely.
Was she nice?
I don't know. I think she's got a big future. She's lovely when she grows up. So she's going to be a beautiful lesbian.
Pretty short, though, right?
Yeah, she's not big.
Yeah.
But lesbians don't have to be.
All right.
Right. You know that was actually a little boy, not a little girl.
Yeah, sure it was. Right. Look, I may not be the smartest guy in the world, but you can't fool me with that.
Okay.
It is a little boy.
No,
seriously, Ozzy.
You guys are funny.
He's a little pop singer. He's got a lot of fans that are 12 and under.
No,
all right.
He's not buying it. He's not buying it at all.
That's funny. Yeah. That's great. That's why you're the top, Mark and Brian.
Actually, Kevin and Bean.
What?
It's Kevin and Bean, actually.
Yeah, Kevin and Bean. It's not Mark and Brian.
What?
Hello?
Okay. Ozzy, you all right?
Yes. I can't believe Green Bay won.
Green Bay won, yeah.
I lost a lot of money. A
couple days ago.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry to break the bad news to you, Oz.
Yeah.
Where was my commercial? Was that on?
Never mind.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Could Matthew Perry be coming up on our show anymore after the top of the hour? Had to get that out of my system. Sorry.
I'm glad you did. If our two choices are now or then.
He's got a new show called Mr. Sunshine on the TV. We'll talk to Mr. Perry on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's happening?
I'm just saying maybe having a TV on in the studio isn't the best idea.
How would we have seen kids, dumb kids who surf their cars are dying?
Well, it seems like focus is at a premium here anyway.
I
on
am
a regular
laser
basis.
Focused, my friend.
And so maybe the TV just is a distraction. Maybe this is unnecessary.
I'm like a Jedi Knight of...
of improv?
I was going to say multitasking.
Coming up with the right word?
Public speaking? It seems like every day there's a new Johnny Depp movie or a Leonardo DiCaprio movie announced. It seems like those are the only two guys working in Hollywood
anymore.
They
do seem to get all of the jobs.
Every film must star them. DiCaprio's working on a new movie about J. Edgar Hoover, legendary FBI man. Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp is working on Dark Shadows.
Okay.
As well as got Pirates coming out. He wants to be Elvis. There's a lot of stuff. Leonardo DiCaprio apparently working on a new film as well called Harker.
Harker.
About a Scotland Yard detective named Jonathan Harker who sets out to find Dracula. It's a vampire movie. Now, okay. The original movie by Bram Stoker, the Harker character was a small character of an estate agent who goes to Transylvania to settle up with Count Dracula about his estate there in Transylvania. And this is based on that idea, but now he's going to be a detective and he's going to be a vampire fighter.
Is that the one that Keanu Reeves ruined? Was that his role? He went to the castle and the guy?
No, he was the young lover of Nina. Okay. I forget her character's name in that, but I don't believe he was Harker.
He was bad in that.
He was awful.
Yeah,
Yeah. This sounds like basically another version of Van Helsing, which was the Hugh Jackman movie where he played a vampire hunter. So, no shortage of vampire movies on the way.
Nope.
We got that going for us.
And all of them better than Twilight, which makes the most money.
Isn't that the truth? Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil celebrates his birthday today. He's 50 years old. He celebrated on Saturday in Vegas, threw a big party for himself at the Wynn Hotel and Casino. Here's the guest list, some of the members. Flava Flav and Carrot Top. Worst birthday party ever?
I'd love to hear the conversation between those two.
Really? You're in Vegas for your birthday and that's who you come up? Those are the celebs you get to show up at your birthday party? I would just not have one. Yeah. I would just go to my suite.
Wait, that's it?
Well, there's other people, but this is, according to this story, those are the first two names they put on the list,
yeah.
So I'm assuming those are your A-list guests right there.
Uh-oh.
It does make it sound like Vince Neil doesn't have any actual friends.
Apparently. His girlfriend says, guest list included Vince's girlfriend, Alicia Jacobs, Flava Flav, and Carrot Top. If they had better names, don't you think they would put them higher up on the list in this story?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's what they got. That's kind of sad. Lady Gaga can't wait until Sunday for you to hear her new song. She was supposed to debut it on the Grammy Awards this weekend, but apparently it will be released on Friday. On the internet, you'll get to hear Born This Way, name of her new single. I'm assuming that refers to her genitalia.
Which is male?
Which is questionable.
Yeah.
I don't mind her. I don't consider myself a big Lady Gaga fan. I mean, I don't buy her records or anything, but I don't think she's terrible.
I don't either. I think of all that dance kind of dance pop crap music, hers is some of the best.
I thought it was pretty crappy, and then I heard Kesha, and then that put it all into perspective.
Oh,
she's not so bad then.
I think Gaga has an actual voice, which sets her apart from a lot of that genre of music.
How far can she take the I'm going to wear whatever tumbles out of my junk drawer in my kitchen, though? I mean, at some point, she's got to give that up and just put on some regular clothes, right?
I'm assuming she will reinvent herself someplace down the line.
Sure. Yeah.
Madonna did it, and I think she will.
Not for a while, though. She's got some more in her.
Oh, yeah. She's got all kinds of food that she hasn't worn yet, really.
She's only worn meat.
That's right.
That's it.
She's got like four or five other food groups she gets to choose from. She hasn't made her grain dress yet. She hasn't made her fruit and vegetable dress, her dairy dress. We've got a lot more to come from Lady Gaga.
You know,
hey, listen, it's Gene Simmons from Gene Simmons. What are you doing?
I didn't know you were here.
What are you doing,
I'd be willing
Simmons?
To make some...
improv? Kevin Ryder's School of Improvisation?
Something got stuck in my throat. He's maybe willing to make a dairy dress for you.
Gene Simmons, hi, Gene Simmons. This is Gene Simmons here. Speaking of something getting stuck in your throat.
Thank you, Ralph. Next time you just do it.
All right. And I'm so sad to hear we're not going to be seeing the Beaver until May.
I'm sorry?
What? We're not going to see the Beaver until May.
Stupid. What's Lisa? The Beaver?
The Beaver is the new Mel Gibson movie, The Beaver.
Oh.
Where he plays a guy who only communicates to the world through a beaver hand puppet. Directed by Jodie Foster. I can't wait to see The Beaver.
That does sound good.
Sounds awesome. It's going to premiere at the South by Southwest Film Festival on March 16th, but it will not be released in theaters until May the 20th. So we're going to have to wait until May to see The Beaver.
I don't care.
No, you should, Mel. It's your movie.
Listen, I don't care.
Listen, somebody speaking to the Beaver. Today's celebrity birthdays. Nick Nolte is 70 years old today. I need another mugshot from Nick Nolte. I don't care if he ever makes another movie, but I desperately need him to make another mugshot.
He is one of the greatest mugshots of all time.
Truly great mugshots.
Yeah.
Mary Steenburgen is 58 years old today, very talented actress, and also married to actor Ted Danson. John Grisham is 56. Vince Neil, as we mentioned, of Motley Crue is Notley Crue. That's what they should be called. He's 50 years old. Mary McCormick, talented actress, 42. Seth Green's 37. Phoenix of Linkin Park is 34. Jeremy Davis of Paramore turns 26. And composer-conductor John Williams, who gave us so many great movie scores, 79 years old today.
I don't care.
Oh, come on, Mel. Lighten up. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, people, thanks for listening. It is Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. This weekend is Valentine's Day weekend because the holiday itself is on Monday. And we are looking for you if you are single, 21 or over. We would like you to join us this Saturday night. It's our, I wouldn't say it's quite annual, but we've done it a few times before. The Kevin and Bean Love on the Rocks Singles Party. We're going to be with our friends down there just above the Roxy, 9009 West Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning, no host bar, drink specials. We're looking for single people. You are there to meet. To meet somebody. Not necessarily for a lifetime, but for a weekend. That's what we're talking about.
Well, certainly we're not looking for the type of person who's just going to go watch from the wall.
Right.
Exactly.
You're going to mix it up. You're going to talk to people. And by the way, everybody there doesn't suck, so don't come up and tell us that. You know, we want people to have good attitudes about getting out and meeting people. It's not that you're flawed in some way. It's just hard to meet other people, and in this particular case, they have the same musical taste as you or comedy taste as you, so you're one leg up.
So 1-800-520-1067, that is the toll-free number. If you can make it this Saturday night, again, 21 and over, and the party is brought to you by the new movie called Hall Pass, starring Owen Wilson, that opens up everywhere on February the 25th. By the way, while we're there, we're also going to be videotaping you and asking you why you'd like to win a free trip to Australia, talking about giving away a trip to celebrate New Year 2011. That's this December 31st in Sydney, Australia. Then we'll post the videos at kevinandbean.com next week, and the listeners will vote on who wins the trip to Australia. So there's a lot of reasons, not just the STDs you might get, a lot of reasons for you to join us for the party this coming Saturday night with the Kevin and Bean Show.
We're giving away a trip to Australia.
I know. What
always
up, right?
Wanted to go
Australia!
There. Did Oprah ruin it for everyone? We're waiting for Matthew Perry, who's starring in Mr. Sunshine, which is tomorrow night. I'm not going to say when. Unless he calls. What do you think about that?
Wow.
And no one will be able to find that information.
What do you think about that? He won't be able to find out. It'd be impossible to get zero watchers.
People will be at home going, I love Matthew Perry. I really want to see the show, but he didn't come on Kevin and Bean, so now I can't find it on the guide.
We'll get him in 1 second here.
All right.
How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good. What's up with you? How's Friday Night Lights?
Oh, there's one left.
Oh,
one
man.
Tomorrow night. I can't. I'm so sad. I almost don't want to watch it. I almost just want to leave it on my DVR and never watch it, so the show's not officially
so
over for me.
Yeah, you still have something to look forward to.
Oh, it makes me so sad.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting for something new to do, let's try to think up a song while
let's
we're
think of a
waiting.
Song, people.
That's liberating and we'll be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting till something's through. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting.
All right. Guests upcoming this week on the Kevin and Bean Show include our friend Adam Carolla. He'll be joining us tomorrow. Also, JWoww is going to be on the program this week. The Black Keys are stopping by. Sarah Shahi from the Fairly Legal Show.
Yes.
Is going to be here. We got Brooklyn Decker is going to be joining us on the program. Ed Helms from The Office, The Hangover, and the new film called Cedar Rapids. All that's coming up.
You know who we should get?
Who?
I mean, that's an impressive list, but you know who we should get is Matthew Perry.
Oh, I like that dude so much.
That'd be cool.
He's a friend, though. Friends are not our friends.
That's true.
What's he even doing now, though?
I don't
even think he's. I don't think he's working anymore. I don't believe Matthew Perry has anything coming out at all.
I can't answer that.
Not anything that I've heard promoted on this program in an interview. This just in, former friend Matthew Perry is dead.
I don't think that's true.
To us.
All right.
Come on. And he doesn't have a new show. All right, listen, singles party is happening this weekend, Saturday night, 21 and up. If you want to go, tell us your tale of Valentine's Day past, your tale of woe, how you got your heart broken on February 14th. We'll make it a little bit better for you this year. 1-800-520-1067. That's our toll-free number. Hit it, Steve.
Love on the Rocks with Kevin and Bean. One guy is stupid. The other one's mean.
Hey.
Bean?
Wait.
If you're alone, come to the party and bone someone new.
Well, that's a very peppy theme song, Love on the Rocks, because that's where we're going to be, is on the rocks above the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard in beautiful Hollywood this Saturday night. All right, who are we talking to first here? We got time for a few of them on the air, and then we'll take some more off the air as well.
Let's talk to Brian. This is an exceptional way of getting broken up with. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. You had a terrible Valentine's Day. Tell us.
I did. So I'm out with my girlfriend on Valentine's Day. We're looking at a kind of a month-long hiatus where she lives up in NorCal, so she's going to have to move back for work. And so we had talked about putting things on hold.
Okay.
And she says,
all right,
Brian. Yeah?
I'm sorry. Cut to 30 seconds before you got broken up with,
rather than the entire history of your whole life.
And then just go there.
Okay, she says, Brian, if things stay amicable, do you think two people can get back together? I think she's talking about us. I say, yeah, sure. You know, if it ended, okay, fine. About a week later, I get two text messages from her. First one says, Brian, I followed your advice, and I got back together with my high school sweetheart.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. So not only did she go behind my back, but she got my permission.
Sweet.
Well, you have to respect her for that.
I think she was right. That's my decision.
Well, let me ask you this, Brian. I mean, what is it about you that makes you the kind of guy that a woman would break up with via text mail? Or a text message. What do you think? What's your flaw?
Well, the second one.
Storytelling?
The second one went over the text buffer. The second text says, I wanted to tell you in person, but I was worried I would hurt your feelings.
Hey, Bean, ask him some more questions.
We're going to put you on hold, Brian. If you can get past Chip, you can come to the party on Saturday. But it's up to her at this point. She's going to have to do a little bit more detailed work for us. All right, let's try Paul. Paul, line three, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about crappy past Valentine's days. We'll see if we can make this weekend better for you. Paul, what happened, dude?
Oh, man, dude. So we get married on February 14th, of Sunday last year. And, man, this dude, I'm still like, hurting over it a little bit, but anyways, make a long story short.
Hey Paul, hang on one second. Hold on one second. Alexis, line five. Alexis, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened to you?
Okay, so I set this romantic dinner, candles, pulled out all the stops, slave away over dinner, continue on doing everything I can, and then I get a phone call from my best friend saying that she spotted my boyfriend with some chick. And I was like, there's no way, because he's going to be coming over for dinner right now.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, right? So I told, she's like, no, it's him. It's him. Like, are you sure? You know, like, are you sure it's him? She's like, no, it's him. It's him. So I drive down over there to the school that he's at, and I check him out. Sure enough, there he is, making out with some kids.
You found him on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
You would think twice, right, if my best friend goes to the same school as him.
Well, he's pretty dumb.
That's fantastic.
Obviously.
Hey, Alexis, hang on one sec. Mike, is Alexis a sad girl? What's going on with her? I can't quite
Alexis
place her accent.
Alexis is of some type of Asian descent, right?
No, not at all.
What are you? What are you?
Oh, Mexican.
Oh, wow.
Mexican,
so
she is a little sad girl. Okay. Yeah. All right, Alexis. Alexis sounds like she'd be a tremendous amount of fun as long as you don't cross her, and then she'll cut a bit, right?
Are you going to shank anybody? What do you mean shanking?
That's right.
All right, Alexis, hold on. Thank you.
But she's the kind of person you want at the party because she's going to kind of keep everybody on their toes, right?
Oh, I agree. I think. She sounds good.
All right. Let's try Chris. Chris is line eight, and this is the problem with Valentine's Day for a lot of people is it doesn't turn out to be reciprocal. Doesn't you do something for them, they don't do something for you. Chris, what happened to you?
Basically, I bought my ex-girlfriend a $2,000 necklace, took it over to her house, she got the gift, we had lunch, and then afterwards she tells me that she's been cheating on me with two different girls.
All right!
Girls!
Two different
no
girls! Wow.
Yeah.
Now, did you take the necklace back?
No, I'm actually still making payments on it.
Oh. By the way, when a girl cheats on you with other girls, is that her way of saying that you are so lame that you've turned me off
no.
with all men?
False.
No.
Or
false. It needed two girls to fill my slot.
There's a spin. There's a spin.
Or something maybe we didn't think of. Chris is lying. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right. Hang on, Chris. If you can get past Chip, you can
get
to the
party. Man, what's going on today?
Let's just do one more. Let's do Emily. Emily is on line one, and she has a final shot at getting in from those we talked to on the air for the singles party this Saturday night. You can go to kevinandbean.com and get more details about the party, and we will give away some via the email, too. Hi, Em. You're up.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
So I went to, I went on a Valentine's Day date last year. It was a first date. Bad mistake. He talked about everything you're not supposed to talk about on a first date. He talked about religion. He talked about marriage and kids.
Wow.
And he invited me to meet his parents. The next
what?
Oh, wow.
Hey, desperate so much?
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. You could just smell the desperation on this dude, right?
It was painful.
By the way, is it ever a good idea to have a first date on Valentine's Day? That seems like it's fraught with danger right there.
First of all, no, that's not
a
good idea.
That was a bad mistake on my part.
But second of all, I mean, if he starts talking about, he distilled the next 2 years into 5 minutes.
This man is in a hurry.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to waste his time.
Wow. So Emily, you did not go out with him again, I take it?
I did not.
Good choice.
And she changed all her numbers.
Good choice.
Did you tell him why, was my question. Did you tell him what he did that was so heinous?
I just told him he was too much. It was too much too fast.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just a
all
bit.
Right.
All right, Emily.
Emily, you sound like a fun chick. We'll look forward to seeing you. Bring another single girl with you. We'll try to keep the numbers even, and we'll see you on Saturday night, all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for calling.
Michael Mike, you partied with that band, the Dirty Heads, on Super Bowl Sunday. How was that at the halftime show? Were they cool?
They were awesome. They're tremendous dudes. They didn't like hide out before the show. They were down in the mixing it up with the crowd, drinking beers and stuff. They're out of all the people we play here at the flagship station, they are maybe the nicest band out of everyone. They're so cool.
Cool. Good times. Good times. All right. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. From time to time, we scour the internet all day long and all night long so that you don't have to. And then we present for you the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got sites that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
So you know how there's text to landline? Oh, by the way, I should just mention, go to kevinandbean.com. And there are some of these clips that are just visual, so we can't really highlight them with audio. One of them is a guy that gets rear-ended on his motorcycle, and it is the most amazing thing that you'll ever see. He's got a camera on the top of his helmet, and he slows down, and he gets rear-ended so much that his motorcycle just turns to dust.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's not just like it gets hit and falls down. It falls apart into like 20 pieces underneath him.
And he, superhero that he is, lands on his feet.
Come on.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. How is it possible, and how did he happen to be filming at the time?
I have none of those answers, but man, crazy. You look at his motorcycle and you go, that is an accordion right now. Well, how is he still alive?
Yeah, it's amazing.
There is something called text to animation. We've done text to landline. You can actually text and have it animated, and this one is, oh my God, Coachella sold out?
Coachella sold out.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God, but they just went on sale less than a week ago.
I know.
That is not fair. What the f*** is wrong with everyone?
I love these, by the way. Some of these are so funny. This one's really good.
Like, what's wrong with everyone?
And there's a Kevin Bean shout-out in this one, too, by the way, if you keep listening. It's pretty funny.
I don't know if you watch Dexter. One of the best shows on TV. It really is amazing on Showtime. And the girl that plays Dexter's sister on the show is named Deborah Morgan. And that's her character name. And she curses a lot. And
yeah, somebody's got a little bit of a potty mouth.
Somebody went through the trouble of putting all of them together.
You douche. You double douche. You twice. Excuse me for doing my job. What the scrapbooking?
All right, so that's, 12 seconds. It's about 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it's her, and there's a lot of cursing. I'm saying she curses a lot. Leighton Meester.
Yes, the roommate, yes.
He was in The Roommate with Minka Kelly.
Yes.
Did a video called Don't Touch My Shite. Can I say that? I hope. All right, this is it.
You alone have the power to stop touching my because you're the one touching my In fact, research indicates that by the simple act of touching your and only your we can eradicate the issue of you touching my almost immediately with only a dime a day. I made a little stack of dimes and put it on my dresser. It fell over, so I know you're touching my shit. Don't touch my shit.
I'm not sure what she's saying.
I think she's very serious about you not touching her stuff. I do.
I got to tell you, the worst wrestling video ever might be the best. Because when they take it so far, it's like they've got this wrestler. It's the old-time like fake wrestling. And one of the dudes acts like he can hypnotize everybody. And he hypnotizes all of the other wrestlers, and then he hypnotizes the whole audience, and it's the most absurd thing that you will ever see. And it goes to me from being really, really bad into just genius fantastic.
And what is this? He hypnotized the locker room when he looked at the entrance. This is the most illegal thing I've seen in the history of wrestling.
The announcer's just going crazy.
Why weren't the announcers hypnotized if the guy was so good?
Oh, they were immune. I don't know, Bean. It's just magic. Watch it. The Brochel Network... we present for you. They, of course, are doing a parody of The Social Network, but for bros. And they use the same music as the trailer for The Social Network.
People want to go to parties and act like assholes, so why not create an image that offers them stairs, khakis, tacos? I'm talking about taking everything boss about America and calling it bro.
Your bro drank 22 shots of Jaeger in 2 hours?
Gallons. 22 gallons.
22 gallons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally, there's a movie for the flat biller and all of us.
Jimmy Kimmel Live, this week in Unnecessary Censorship. We love these. Every single Thursday night, he does a new one. And basically, he takes news audio and any TV shows, and they edit in beeps where they don't need to be had because they're not cursing. But it sounds like they're cursing when you put the beeps in, but they're not.
It's this week in Unnecessary Censorship.
President of the Groundhog Club, he is the one who s*** groundhog. So, Bill, what did you hear when you s*** Phil this morning?
CNN's Anderson Cooper s*** in the head 10 times by a gang of thugs.
Thanks again, Chris. Good to talk to you.
F*** you, Dick.
All right.
Brand new book. It's called F*** Your Face.
I love that title.
That's right.
We got to ask Jimmy the next time we have him on who the poor staffer is. Who every single week his job is to sit down and go through and do this, because he does a great job.
Go through 100 hours of TV and pull clips that can be beeped where it's not needed. And finally, the epic rap battles of history. I don't know if you've seen any of these. This is Adolf Hitler versus Darth Vader.
Strong.
Because look at you. You're not even a real person. I prefer you with Spaceballs. It's a Rick Moranis version.
You can't rhyme against the dark side of the Force. Why even bother? So many dudes been with your mom who even knows if I'm your father. You're a pissed off little prick with a Napoleon. You call that a mustache? I call that dirty Sanchez on your lip.
That is so great. They have actors playing Darth Vader and Adolf Hitler. And by the way, somebody said in the comments on the original YouTube video of Darth Vader versus Hitler that Hitler may have lost the war, but he sure won the battle. And I think I agree with him there.
How
very
dare
well.
You.
Kevin and Bane, Lanternet, Rambo.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Your chance to go to Valencia, Spain and see Arcade Fire is destination number 3 of the K-Rock World Tour.
Right, Valencia, Spain.
Keep listening for your chance to win. It is 8:52.
End up on a bus to Awesome Town.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We have to have a group apology to Omar after the top of the hour. Apparently, we have been wronging him for many years, and today's the day we're going to have to just confess that he was right, we were wrong. So that's coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Heard you guys talking about unnecessary censorship with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
In that last break. I was so ticked off at Fox this weekend.
Why?
Because they yanked our chain with unnecessary censorship, trying to be all cool and hip, and they weren't.
What do you mean?
On one of the first episodes of American Idol, Steven Tyler is listening to a country guy sing.
Right.
And he says, well, hell's fire and save the matches, boop, a duck, and see what hatches. And everybody goes, whoa, Steven Tyler, you're so crazy.
Watch your language.
Yeah. So they have a commercial for American Idol during the Super Bowl, and they've got that clip.
Yeah.
Uncensored. Yeah. And Steven Tyler says, hell's fire and save the matches, find a duck and see what happens.
So they beeped it to
find a duck is what he said, and they went beep a duck and see what hatches.
You can't say find, you know that, Ralph.
They were trying to make it sound all funny and he's outrageous.
Yeah.
And he said find a duck.
Hmm.
And if you're going to yank my chain, Fox, don't show me behind the curtain the secrets that you yanked me on.
One or the other.
One or the other.
Keep it beeped.
Oh, Fox. All right, I feel better now. I got that out.
All right.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? I know we're apologizing to Omar.
Rather not, if we...
But I think we can make it up to him.
Oh.
Because they just announced the Glee Live in Concert tour dates.
Yay!
The Glee cast will be performing live here in Southern California. I think a pair of tickets to Omar would make it all better, don't you think?
Done.
Here are the dates of the day. Show kicks off in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Mandalay Bay Event Center on May 21st. Then goes to Sacramento, San Jose, Anaheim, Los Angeles, San Diego, Minneapolis, Indianapolis. Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto, Detroit, Cleveland, East Rutherford, New Jersey, and finally closes out at Uniondale, New York at the Nassau Coliseum. So
I'm not going to be happy until the Glee cast dies, right?
Glee fans, save up your pennies because you're going to be buying some tickets.
What size venues are those kids playing, Ralph?
Well, for example, here in Los Angeles, they're playing at the Staples Center.
19,000?
That holds 19,000
people. Wow!
Philadelphia's the Wells Fargo Center, another hockey arena, basically.
So, yeah, so they're playing arenas, right?
Yeah, it's an arena tour.
Wow.
Look, you got to make the money while you can.
I guess.
Because there's a hole in the ship. It's time to throw off some ballast. Because...
is it going down?
I see an iceberg in the future.
Limping?
For Titanic.
Oh, that's not good.
Speaking of Super Bowl commercials, did you see Kim Kardashian?
Yes.
Yes.
Telling us she doesn't need her trainer anymore because she's got those magic shoes.
I didn't hear any of the words she said, but I saw it.
She was doing a commercial where she's under this dude, and she's all sweaty, and she's all rubbing herself and whatnot. And she says, I don't need you anymore because I'm wearing these Skechers shoes that make me get into shape and lose weight.
That's you know, hot.
If you put on a pair of sneakers, you'll get thin
and
hot.
That's the
key. That's what happens.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, have you seen this? Skechers now? I think it's Skechers. Maybe it's Reebok. One of these BS companies that tells us that they have shoes that'll get you into shape.
Right.
Now has new clothing you put on.
To get you into shape?
And it gets you into shape.
That's great news. So I can eat anything I want?
Anything you want, and you put on this T-shirt
that's
got special elastic ribs in it or something. Oh, it works your muscles every time you move because the clothing is so special. Okay,
that's
really.
That's great news.
Really. How stupid do they think we are?
Is Joe Montana going to do commercials for them, too?
I'm sure he will.
Pretty stupid.
I'm ready to quarterback again now because I have these shoes on.
But she was pretty hot in that
commercial.
She
was very hot in that
commercial. Is that the point of your
story? Not to be undone. Her sister Chloe has just unveiled her new commercial.
Nope.
It's Chloe Kardashian naked.
No!
With her husband Lamar Odom also naked.
No!
No! Come on!
By the way, Lamar not in great shape for a basketball player, by the way.
No! His diet is nothing but Skittles and Abba Zaba.
He looks like a guy who lives on Charleston chews.
He really does eat nothing but candy.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's them writhing around for their steamy new perfume ad. And it's them looking seductively into the lens of the camera. And she goes, shh. At one point, she puts her finger up to it. It looks like a parody ad, I swear to God.
Oh,
but it's
no.
The real deal. It is for their new scent that you can buy online called Unbreakable.
That's just not good.
Apparently the name of the perfume comes from the grip that Chloe has on any given snack cake at any given time.
Even Lamar can't get it away from
nope.
Her?
Wow. It's an unbreakable grip. There's something sexy about a couple sharing a scent, she says. Ew. Soft yet
powerful. It depends on the couple, if I might say so.
Strong yet sensual. Yeah. Their shared scent, I'm pretty sure, smells like Lifesavers and salmon.
That's a terrible idea.
That's their shared scent.
Fail!
The
epic
hell.
Fail.
Lifesavers. Real quick, I've got an email I want to get to.
Nope. Oh, we're out of time. We really got to go.
Chuck in Beverly Hills. Fascinating story. I know Bean's excited because baseball's right around the corner.
Oh, don't
pitchers
don't suck
and catchers
like that.
are going to report soon, apparently. And Chuck is a scout for a local baseball team here. We don't want to say who.
Okay.
We don't play favorites. But he says, as a talent scout for a local Major League Baseball team, my job is to keep up with and discover new talent all over the world. One of the biggest hotspots for new talent is the Dominican Republic, so I planned a two-week trip specifically to scout about 50 ballplayers. My travel plans were all set up by the organization that I work for, so all I do is get to the airport and pick up my tickets. When I got my itinerary, I noticed I would not be going to the Dominican Republic. I was really upset and felt where I was going would be a huge waste of my time. I was so pissed that I called the travel coordinator at my organization and demanded to know, who booked me to Haiti?
You know what they say. You can't polish a turd.
Thank you, Chuck and Beverly Hills. I appreciate that. Well done.
Stop
Chuck.
It.
Well done. That was sweet.
Asshole.
That was a sweet one.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Composer, conductor, legend John Williams, man who gave us the Superman score in Star Wars and Jaws and Indiana Jones. Just an amazing body of work. 79 years old today. Actor Nick Nolte is 70. Mary Steenburgen turns 58 years old. Author John Grissom is 56. Vince Neil of Motley Crue turns 50. Mary McCormick, very talented actress, is 42. Seth Green is 37. Phoenix of Linkin Park is 34. And Jeremy Davis, bassist for Paramore, is 26. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin Devine Show. Quick, Kevin, turn on the Today Show. They're counting down till the royal wedding. I know you don't want to miss it. You got to get your plans in order.
I'm so tired of that already.
They haven't talked about that very much for a wedding that's not happening for several months. All right, Ralph is here with non-royal news in the world of celebrities. What's going on?
Oh, all I know is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's enough.
Looking sexy in the Super Bowl.
How about a bell there?
Her ad.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, because whoever that guy's running the bell is really falling down on the job. Who is that guy?
Like he was asking.
Where is he? Yeah. How about that? Bell guy?
Sorry, I was otherwise occupied.
Forgot it's me. Again, let's stop watching television while we're doing the radio show.
It didn't have anything to do with TV. You said Kim Kardashian, my hands went somewhere else.
No, stop it.
I'm just saying.
Wow, don't.
Well, Khloe's got her new commercial that she is now debuting. They're talking about their unisex fragrance, Unbreakable. And it's her naked, and Lamar is naked, and they're crawling all over each other and giggling and doing stuff.
And being naked.
Just makes me not want to smell like whatever they smell like when I see them doing that.
No.
Yeah, he is an NBA player. So right there you go.
Thinking,
I don't care who you are.
Spends a lot of time in the gym, right. Running around.
I don't care.
She's a Wookiee. So she smells like a wet dog, I'm assuming. So I'm just saying.
So a wet dog
in
gym?
Not an appetizing idea for a scent. But at least you get to smell exactly like your wife if you both wear this. Which seems...
No.
I don't know. Well, I don't know much about the world of parfum. So... You can go to perfumemania.com if you want to buy it, though.
No!
Apparently, the bottle is edible. That's what I understand. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Per Chloe's wishes, you can eat the empty bottle when you're done.
What is the what's the thinking behind anyone looks at Chloe and says, I want to be like her? I mean, I get if it's Kim. I get if it's Courtney. But is Chloe the role model for young women out there? Do they admire her as well or just by association?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know. Are you asking if she believes that?
Obviously somebody believes it enough to, you know, invest whatever money it takes to get a perfume up and running. I just can't imagine that's a big seller.
I think they think the Kardashian name alone, regardless of whatever first name is in front of it, carries a certain amount of cachet.
Difference. Yeah. Huge.
Not interested.
Big difference.
Look, I think there are young Sasquatch everywhere who would need someone to look up to. And so they've got Chloe. There's little girl big feet roaming the great Northwest.
That's true.
Looking under logs for food and stuff and everything that need someone in the media that they can pattern themselves after. So.
And baby Wookiees, too, right?
Right.
And Ewoks, too.
Ewoks.
Yeah.
Look at the groups we've named, Kevin, so you don't get it.
You're right.
Yeah. The X Factor is coming to Fox this fall. For those of you who aren't familiar with the show, wildly popular TV competition program in the UK. Simon Cowell created it, and he's bringing it to the US. It's like American Idol. It is a musical competition, but you only have to be older than 12 years old to compete. You can be as old as you are. You don't have to, there's no cutoff for age. So you can have 12 to 100.
Wow.
Any singer, any group of singers, any performing act that sings can be on the competition.
Okay.
And it is... They're promising the largest payoff ever for a competition show on television. There is a guaranteed $5 million recording contract at the end of the competition. So whoever wins will get $1 million for the next 5 years to record for Sony Music.
Wow.
If you're interested, auditions begin here in Los Angeles on March the 27th, and then they'll have stops in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, New York, New Jersey, and Seattle.
Psycho Mike, you and your band should apply.
Oh, you so should.
I actually have a new project I was thinking about.
A new project?
Yeah.
Tampax is over?
No, it's a Huey Lewis, Kenny Loggins cover band called Huey Loggins. And we do nothing but mashups between the two artists.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Because I love that idea. It's real. He's serious.
He's serious. That's a serious look on his face.
I know. I am.
Huey Loggins?
Yeah.
Thank God you still hang out with people who do drugs.
I want a new drug in the danger zone. It's awesome.
Wow.
All mashups, all logins, all Lewis.
I would love you to apply for X Factor.
I think we need to hear some of that.
I wonder if they show the bad auditions on X Factor the way they do on American Idol.
That's a good question. Because they didn't do as many this year.
They did. Well, kind of one episode that was heavy with the baddies, but the rest was pretty light. I'm just hoping to see Huey Loggins on the bad edition of the X Factor. That's what I'm saying.
He'd put Huey Loggins right through. Do you know anything else about it, Ralph? How many judges, any of that kind of crap?
I don't. I believe it's three judges, like American Idol.
All right.
From what I've seen.
Any talk of Paula joining that show?
No, because she's got her own Live to Breathe to Dance to Love or whatever that show is called.
Canceled by time the X Factor starts.
Yeah.
Is Simon one of the judges?
I believe he is, yes. He's the creator, producer, and also one of the judges of that show. It's not always being a movie star. What? It's not always easy being a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
Yoan Griffith of Sanctum said it was one of the toughest scenes he ever had to film in any movie. Takes place in this film, the new James Cameron produced 3D film. He had to fight a fight scene in a cave. It was a real cave, but it turns out the cave was the home for bats. I don't know if you know this about bats, but when they live in the upper regions of a cave, they tend to just relieve themselves anywhere.
Oh.
So the cave gets filled with what they call guano.
Yeah.
Which are bat droppings.
Right.
And so they had to roll around in this fight scene amongst the bat droppings.
That seems bad.
That's what I'm calling my agent. That's what I'll be in my trailer until you guys get this worked out. Isn't there a tarp or something we can put down?
And that's the glamorous world of showbiz.
That's the glamorous world of movie stardom.
It's airtight.
It's not airtight. It means nothing.
No use, Robin. It's too thick.
A lot of guano.
But it's a trap.
There's a rumor that Josh Duhamel is set to replace Regis Philbin on the popular Live with Regis and Kelly program.
Terrible choice.
That would be a horrible choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
They was recently asked of his wife Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas if that was the case. She said, you're going to have to ask him that question, lending some credence to the rumor, perhaps, that there is something going on. And then she promptly wet herself. So we're not really sure
what that
answer meant. We've got a final date for the finale of Smallville. Oh, I'm going to miss it so much.
You didn't
Smallville.
Watch. Oh, yeah, you did.
I watch Smallville every week.
Sorry.
The final episode, series finale, will be a two-hour finale on Friday, May the 13th. So circle your calendars.
Are the sands of time really running out?
What is it?
That makes sense in a sort of way.
Of course it does.
No, I know, but I just can't believe you watched whatever Batman episode was and you said, I need that piece of audio. Like, I can't believe.
Wait. The wildest is yet to come.
Nerds everywhere hoping that Tom Welling will finally put on the costume. We'll finally get to see him as Superman flying around in the finale. So, everyone, keep your fingers crossed.
Can't. Oh.
Watch out!
Can't come soon enough. And you have some bad drops.
Why do you...
Stop it.
And they've just announced who's going to be performing at this year's Sasquatch Music Festival. Speaking of Khloe...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Speaking of Khloe Kardashian, just been revealed Foo Fighters, Death Cab for Cutie, The Decemberists, Modest Mouse, and Wilco are all
That's
on the bill.
That's a great lineup.
Until you got to Wilco.
Wilco's an awesome band. What is wrong with you, Kevin? What is wrong with you?
December is fine. Foo Fighters fine.
Modest Mouse.
Sure.
Death Cab.
In.
Flaming Lips.
Wow. Mm.
We'll be performing its entire 1999 album, The Soft Bulletin.
Oh, it's their best album.
All this happens on May the 27th through the 30th in Quinch, Washington.
Oh, Quinch is beautiful.
Oh, I love Quinch. Till they stole Christmas. Here's how the Quinch stole Christmas. Their heart grew three sizes that day. Today's celebrity birthdays. Composer-conductor John Williams is 79 years old today. Actor...
How true!
Actor Nick Nolte turned 70.
Good grief!
Actress Mary Steenburgen is 58 years old.
Holy sombrero!
John Grisham, famous author, turns 56.
Don't go away! The most horrendous is yet to happen!
Vince Neil of Motley Crue is 50.
But it's a trap!
Mary McCormick is 42.
There are some mysteries no man can solve.
Phoenix of Linkin Park turns 34.
Is this the big casino?
Jeremy,
what does that mean?
Jeremy Davis of Paramore is 26.
Is this the 0 hour?
And our good buddy Seth Green, friend of the show, he turns 37 years old today.
Airtight.
That's true. By the way, that last one.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new show. We're going to talk to the star of Mr. Sunshine, Matthew Perry.
Oh, shut up.
You're not.
Yeah. And this time, we mean
you
it.
It's don't. Not.
I don't know if you heard, but Spencer Pratt's going back to college to join the FBI.
Wait, he's going to do what?
Going back to college to join the
what?
The FBI!
Thank you. Oh, all of a sudden, Mr. I got my finger on the button. Yeah, doesn't have it.
They're too busy playing lame-ass clips.
We're going to talk to a guy by the name of Till Krautkromer.
Shut up.
That's his name.
Wait, you're not talking to Till Krautkromer.
We are.
I guarantee you.
He is the co-founder of Meatwater. This is new. It's a water that tastes like meat.
Are you just playing Mad Libs?
Nope. That's happening tomorrow morning.
Okay. We're also going to talk.
I like meat.
We're going to talk to Kronk Svedenwall. He is the co-founder of Hat of Air, the new air hat company.
This guy also has shrimp water.
I am going to kick you.
No, this is real product. Bean is dining and dashing. Why is that happening?
I'm not dining
That's
and
tomorrow.
Dashing at all.
Was he dining with Till Krautkromer?
Yes. And we have This Week in Rage with Adam Carolla tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank God this one's over. Why not stick around for Cat Corbett with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next, including the very latest from 30 Seconds to Mars. Also, Foo Fighters. We got some Muse, Blink-182, and Florence with her machine. All coming up on K-Rock.